Yes, everyone, what's going on? This is Steve Nelson. That is Statman Dave. United have won, City have lost.
Excellent.
All is good in the city of Manchester. What's happening, everybody? I enjoyed that. I really did enjoy that. We've got the Instat data, so thanks to Instat. If you want to get involved and check out what Instat are doing for your own education, if you're a coach, perhaps you're even a team, and you want to know the best data sources, Instat in the description below, so make sure to go and check that out. And yeah, there you go. That's it. Let's get into it. I have to give my man of the match to Paul Pogba.
Pretty simple, right? There's not really much you can say about that. Paul Pogba was the best player on the pitch by a mile.
Fantastic.
Yeah, played really well. I think he's changed his position. He's a little bit higher up. I think Mourinho's tinkering with the shape. And I think he said that in press conferences. He's making slight changes how United attack. And you can kind of see with the weekend how Matic and Fellaini held. And then today, maybe not so much with Fred, but as soon as Fred came off, Matic and Fellaini again. Fred was a little bit more deeper than him.
Let's have a look at the average shape then, because I think that's quite key to what we saw. So there you go, as you can see, we've got two centre-backs split there quite well. Fellaini very deep once he came on, just in between them there. You can see Dalot bang on the halfway line, Luke Shaw just over it, Lukaku leading the line. Rashford and Martial a little bit narrower than I would have hoped, but Fred and Pogba in pretty good positions there, I think.
Yeah, I think that's obviously that's good based on overall the possession and where they have the ball.
It's also defensive actions as well.
Yeah, it's everything. It's all the actions, right? But then it shows that Pogba... A little bit, I thought it was higher than that on the pitch. I think when United were defending, they were defending lopsided on the left was coming down, and then Pogba would stay a little bit higher. But yeah, it's interesting. I think Sanchez played quite well against Watford at the weekend, was a lot wider, which opened up space for Pogba to carry on the counter. But Martial didn't do that so well. I thought Martial didn't play that well. Grabbed the goal, but some of his link-up play in the final third was atrocious, and it looked like he hadn't played with the guys.
A lot of people in Devil's comments was giving me grief, saying that they thought that Rashford had a terrible game, and where are these flies coming from?
I don't know.
And Martial was way better, apparently. Was that your opinion?
No. I thought they're both okay. I thought Rashford did some good stuff in the first half with Dalot on that right hand side, but then I think Pogba sort of stood up and carried the game for the goal that Martial scores. He's actually looking for the other corner. Gets a little bit fortuitous on that shot. Yeah, at the same time, he's there. But again, you've got to credit, like you said on my stream, Lukaku, and you've got to credit Rashford making good runs. So Lukaku
really
pulled one way, Rashford pulled the other, which was quite nice. And I think that's something that is good with United, that fluidity. But again, it was a scruffy finish, and he was looking for the far corner, which probably was the wrong finish in that situation. The finish that was correct was the near post, which came by the deflection. But it was about Pogba, it wasn't about Martial. Martial had so much opportunity to pick the right pass. I think he picked one in the whole game, that was to Wan-Mata cutback, which probably should have been turned in. But at the same time, he had a lot of ball in that final third on the counter, which you should expect.
Zero out of three crosses for Martial. Two out of three crosses for Marcus Rashford, which is what I want from someone playing as a wide forward. Let's say Diego Dalot managed, because that was a very impressive
one out of
debut,
five.
I think. Was it one out of five? It was one out of five. And Luke Shaw, very similar, I would have thought. Luke Shaw ended up with... Cannot find it.
It's like you've never used this application before. You'll get attack.
Two out of three, so same as Marcus. So, as I thought... Rashford actually was quite productive from that position, and again
he wasn't. I think he could have done more sometimes with the ball. I think there was some good moments, like for example the Martial where he turns, spins, goes, makes the wrong decision. I think that was the problem. Rashford,
let's have a look at Rashford's pass distribution and the angles of those passes. Let's see where he was coming out with those. We haven't got him yet. Alright, Abdul's working away on those. Give us his average actions then and see where he was with his actions. So the X's mean things didn't go quite right, and the spots mean that things went pretty well. Pretty average, that, really, for an attacking third player.
I don't think there's enough involvement in and around the penalty area. Seeing one completed action in around the box, the other one was not completed. But at the same time, he wasn't bad. Like, he had a relatively good game, played a really good pass to Lukaku in behind the defence that I really enjoyed, with Lukaku sort of going around the keeper, putting it a little bit too wide before he came across. You think about the attempt to finish with his left foot as well. First off, hit the post. That was good.
That was
a good move, and that's what we're seeing with the cross. So it's a cross because he didn't score, but it still was a great effort, and it was a good run from right to left. And I don't think that was enough movement from United's front three. I think when you're playing a front three in this modern day, you need to switch a lot. I think the switching with Lingard, Lukaku and Sanchez, you see them frequently, Lukaku on the right, Sanchez through the middle, Lingard, whatever the hell he wants to be. But there wasn't enough of that today. I think it was a little bit rigid in their positioning, which we see by the formation was very much a 4-3-3. There was no real interchanging positions. And, you know, you think about the great United teams, great Mourinho teams, they always switch the flanks. United need to be a little bit more flexible. You think of any of the good teams in Europe right now, Leverkusen, a good example of that, who play with Leon Bailey on one side and Julian Brandt on the other side. They can both play natural as wingers, so Brandt on the right, Bailey on the left. Then you can switch them round and they're inverted. And I think that's something that United need to work on, is that flexibility of switching positions and so forth.
Is there something to be said for the fact that these are new players, essentially a new season for Martial?
And... Absolutely not. It's not, is it? They've played with these guys first season. They've played with these guys previously.
I was only asking. If you are enjoying the video, make sure you like it. We're going for 500 likes on this video, and that's up to you guys. What's that we've got on the screen there now? Well, we've got Rashford's angles of where he played the ball. So that is first half. You can see two crosses, one from a corner, one from the edge of the box. That was decent. Second half, one into the box there.
That was the ball to Lukaku we were talking about before.
That's
really good
three,
ball.
Yeah.
Again, like, great vision. Rashford isn't just a player that can cross, isn't just a player that can shoot. He has that vision to play a pass. And I think that's what we saw from that move, that was a really good bit of, I'm going to stop, I'm going to slow down. Something that you don't especially expect from Marcus Rashford. You think of him as more of a direct player, but he has that vision to step up and play. And that's why that's for me, puts him ahead of Martial in his development. He can defend a lot better. His movement in behind is a lot better. And he has that vision to play the pass. Mm. He's a little bit, I don't know, he seems like he's got more of a spark these days. Martial today looks...
There's an intensity about him, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Always an intensity about him. Can we have a look at Paul Pogba's passing, please? Just about to get him up? All right, I'll wait for you then. Because I thought, this is Paul Pogba's involvement. More so in the final third and more so in the opposition half than in our half. I like that.
Well, that's it, isn't it? That's what I was saying before. It's a change. It's a change from Mourinho that's working well, and it's helping out Paul Pogba getting into the area to score an assist. Like, you look at against Wolves, I think he had 5 shots, and today he just had 2 shots, but that's 7 shots in the last 2 games, 3.5 per game, which is a lot better than what he was doing before, playing in a deeper position. Mm. To get the best out of Paul Pogba, like, Paul Pogba's an attacker. Like, he's a central midfielder. He's not really. He plays as like a Mazzala, right? Where he attacks, he gets into the half space. You want to see more on that stuff, go onto my YouTube channel. There's a good little bit of analysis after, of course, this video. But at the same time, it's almost he's does his business in the final third. So Mourinho playing him as a bit of a 10 now makes a lot of sense, because when he's in that final third, we saw for the goal.
Is it a 10? It's a bit more of, it's still a midfielder.
It's a free role. Yeah. This is what it is. A free role in terms of a 10. Can be a free roll that floats, that comes around, that play makes wherever he's won, and that's the interpretation of Paul Pogba. Obviously, a Ted, in his traditional sense, is an attacking midfielder.
I think that's Rashford's second half that you've just got there, my friend.
That Pogba works in terms of what he's doing, what he's moving. It was interesting how he did the right foot, left foot, so faked on the right, faked on the left. I watched the Watford game today again.
That's Rashford's first half.
And it was interesting to see him do the same thing. So he did exactly the same thing, where he faked a shoot on his right foot and came across and shot with his left foot. And that was a great save from the Watford keeper. Mm. Did that today, smashed it in. Oh, and that shows Paul Pogba as a player that, give him this free role, he can do damage in the final third, and he can shoot with his left foot, shoot with his right foot. He can play passes, he can take dribble. Like we saw for the assist, carrying from inside his own half, inside his own centre circle, where he received the ball after United nicked it. Carry, wait for the right time, good movement in front of him, bang, Martial, whose movement was pretty stationary. That, again, that's another interesting side of it.
I think it was also with Martial on the ball, we saw a lot of times he was playing the ball behind who he was trying to pass it to.
That was one of the annoyances, I think. That was really frustrating to see him not play
because
forward.
Lukaku does pick that ball up, which I think he did, and I think Rashford did as well at the same time, it'll be a pass completed. But it was a move broken down because it was played behind him. They've had to stop, readjust, come back. The defence has got a couple of yards on you. Bit of an issue. And I think that's the difficult thing that you struggle with. Have we got his stuff? All right, so that's obviously Pogba's involvement. First half passes, as you can see, spreading it out over to Luke Shaw quite a lot over on that left-hand side, and Anthony Martial. Basically, he's just... You can see the white one here across the middle, which was a counter-attack that went wrong for us. But 93% pass completion from Paul Pogba. Most passes completed in the opposition final third.
Sorry, 92.6%, Stephen. If we're going to be, you know, official, I am, of course, the main stat man around here, staying warm all the time. You've got to get these things on point, you know. Seriously, Steve.
Rounding that shit up, it's 93%. Sling it. But I thought a masterful performance from Paul Pogba. That's exactly what you want to see. Graeme Souness, I hope he's with family tonight, because... It was a great performance.
He's probably going to moan
about his. He was on Irish TV, I think, covering it.
He was actually on Irish TV.
Yeah.
How did he get these gigs?
Fuming.
I do not know.
Fuming. Absolutely fuming. So there you go. That was Paul Pogba's. I think they're struggling getting the second half one up for us. Is there anybody you would like to see in the comments? Let us know in the comments. We're going to come to the Patreon group in a second as well and see what questions that you guys have got. Can we have a look at the average pass distribution, actually? Because I think that would be quite interesting. No, we've got a team shape one. We want to see the average, the passes from everybody. Frequent passes, there we go. So as you can see there, Matic probably receiving more than giving to Smalling.
Matic was very, very good today.
Yeah, I thought he was excellent.
Very, very good. He's sort of a, you know, we saw the form at the start of last season. I think he's back in that form, to be quite honest. The last two games, he got sent off against Watford, but he was awesome, defensively awesome. And I think you saw it with Fellaini being very giddy in that game to press and then Matic having to come in. And again, we saw today so many times where like young boys were breaking, especially at the end of the game, where Matic would just step in, get the ball, play it forward. And I think you can see that with the triangles, the link between Matic and Pogba, Matic and Luke Shaw, but also Pogba and Luke Shaw is the interesting one. Mm. And that's why I think Pogba is better on the right-hand side than the left-hand side, is because he can play that pass to the left. It opens United up a lot more with Pogba being right-sided because that switch is more devastating, whereas the switch used to be before to Valencia on the other side.
He just doesn't get there anymore.
And then it'd come back. With Dalot, obviously, very different. There's still, you know, it's still a slight, you know, Lingard, the average positions of the game at the weekend was a lot better. I thought Lingard and Pogba switched position really well, and the average positions were right next to each other. But it helped with the possession play and the interchange. And with United's flexibility and fluidity, we didn't see it as much today with their building with a back three, with a defensive midfielder dropping in and then playing a 4-3-3. We didn't see that as much today as we did at the weekend. But that's what United are aiming for. And I think that will work really, really well with Pogba and Lingard switching. And because they're right-sided, they both can operate on that side, which helps United United's overall balance. Mm. Then with someone like Dalot as well, you're throwing in another little element to that side that works. And then you've got your left-hand side that we all know has worked since Fergie left, and now you've got a right-hand side that may actually work as well, which
exciting
is positive
times. We've got nearly 800 people watching. That's awesome. Thank you, guys. And please share it if you are enjoying it. If you want to see the lows, stats and average touches and where he played the ball, then I need 250 likes on the screen. So get smashing that like button, and we will bring up the lows.
You do play this game, don't you, Steve?
We do play this game. Helps us get found in the algorithm, David.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we're trying to do here. So if you want to see Dalot's average touches and his passes and you want us to talk about Dalot, then we need 250 likes. So start smashing that like button now. I'm going to jib over quickly to the Patreon group because there's a thread on there where everybody has been asking. Is it going to be hard to admit that Dave was right about Dalot being a starter before the end of the season? Well, we've got to get there with him being a starter before the end
of
the season.
Let's just be quite honest, Stephen. I can spot a player.
Can you, though?
I can spot a player.
Fucking Ashley.
I've watched enough football that I can spot a player.
If he is right, then it will be a much better team for
him. Dalot's excellent. Dalot's a really, really, really good footballer. And again, I don't take that lightly. With watching fullbacks in the European game, you've got to be at a very, very good level at these days. You've got to be able to go in. You've got to be out. You saw Marcelo's assist today for Mariano's goal. He came inside and played a pass outside, and I think the thing with Dalot that he can go inside and go outside. You see him play for Porto as a left back. He came a lot inside, played as an inverted full back where he'd stay wide then come in. The good side on the right hand side is he can go both in and out, and that's the really interesting side. You see him for the 23s with Chong, that relationship of Chong coming in, Dalot would go out, or Chong would be wide and then Dalot would come in to that inside channel.
Only 20 more likes, keep doing
it. And that's why I want to see more of Chong on the right-hand side. Chong is a wonderful talent as well. Chong is someone that needs to be played. I don't believe any of this rubbish about his physicality. One of the biggest...
I think he is physical.
One of the best traits... A scout report on him, go and watch him at that. Right. One of his biggest traits is he can literally hold the ball. And as a right winger, it's interesting that you can do that because he's almost like you could hit balls to his feet and he's going to hold it in turn. And I think he's played pretty well today. Again, playing in a bit of a weird position in a bit of a weird shape with Diamond when you've got a lot of wide players.
Let's not talk about the under-23s. We're going to cover that in a youth review coming up very soon. But yeah, it was a bizarre shape. They got the win, so they got the win. Connor in the comments on Patreon. What do we do in terms of centre-back partnerships for games like City, where Aguero would expose Smalling, Lindelof and Fellaini?
Play back five. Honestly, 5-4-1 against City. Said it last year, say it, I still say it now. Wolves showed that you can build
that
shape.
Who was centre-half last year against them at the Etihad? I think Smalling was one.
Smalling and Blin...
Let's have a look.
Well, Smalling, it may have probably been smaller than Jones. But I think playing a back three against City is needed because they've got a lot of players like the... Who was in the comments? Who asked the question?
Yeah, it was Connor.
Connor. So like Connor's saying, it's... I don't think you can play that back three. I think Fellaini works against teams where you play long balls. I think Fellaini works like against your Burnleys. He works against teams that are direct. He's done really well. Like Troy Deeney marshalled him out of the game. But there were aspects of his game against Watford that was very poor at defensive midfield.
Bay and Smalling.
So, you know, I'd
Young
be throwing...
Valencia.
Maybe Bay, Smalling and Lindelof. Three of them. Smalling was very good. Sorry, Lindelof was very good in the back three when he played last season. Because, again, if he gets span and he goes out and presses into midfield, he has all that time to react and he's quite quick. Is Dave on something?
Unconfirmed. Carl says, will Mourinho go back to basics next game, or has anyone made a big enough impact to warrant a start? Dalot being the guy that everyone's thinking of. I think we've just crossed over the threshold for the likes. So we probably... Oh, no, we're not. We're still three off. So start liking it, guys. And we might be able to start talking about Dalot. So what I will say is, what an excellent debut that was. Yeah. I won't say flawless, but it was very, very, very good.
It's good, yeah. Apart from the slip. Obviously, the slip in the penalty area. To be honest, I think that's the pitch. I think he started to react and his feet went because the pitch is absolute trash. It was plastic hybrid or maybe even a full plastic pitch, which the studs are different on the pitch. If you've not played on those pitches recently, you know, there's a bit of an
everything
issue.
The touch of the ball,
going forward was very
good,
but I thought Luke Shaw was outshadowed him, to be quite honest. Dalot was good. I'm a big fan of Dalot, but I thought Luke Shaw was unbelievable again today. If Pogba hadn't scored two goals and got an assist, Shaw would be man of the match. Pogba doesn't score
ratings,
that goal,
right.
I think if Pogba scores a penalty and gets the assist, I think Shaw's man of the match because he scored that individual goal that was unbelievable. You know, great bit of skill. I think it, you know, goes to him. But I think Shaw, that's the exciting side as well. Let's not forget that Luke Shaw's had a great season and the concussion's not as bad as we all thought, which is good.
We hoped. Right, let's get Diego Dalot's stats on the screen. We want to see. Let's see his average touches first. So there we go, hugging the touchline as you would expect, a little bit inside the box, but mostly in the middle third. All right, that's boring. Let's get onto what his pass direction was, because that's what we really wanted to see. So there we go. In the first half, there is some forward passes. As you can see, two crosses into the box, one unsuccessful at the start there. A switch of play down here as well, that's pretty good. Second half, much of the same, a little bit more conservative in the second half. Couple of crosses that didn't come off there, as you can see, going into the box. What I think a lot of people liked about him is his willingness to cross while you're on the front foot. Because so many times we see people checking back, we see them delaying it. Yeah. He was all about the doing it on the front foot, which I think was huge. I think that was an absolute massive bonus for United.
I think he kept it a bit more. So I've seen him do a lot more than that.
Did we get a step over?
It was honestly reserved. Like, he did three step overs in the game, because I don't think he did any more than that. I've seen him do step overs for fun. I've seen him do a lot more in the final third. I think maybe he played himself in, maybe the slip put his confidence down a bit.
And he was like, see as much.
Right, solid. Let's make no more mistakes. Let's stand in at the right time. There's, you know, he's still a very young player, but like what we've, you know, the delivery, that's the big thing. If you watch his delivery, it's a very, very good delivery. Comes in now. If Martial gets where he should be in that position as a left forward when a right back crosses, next to the striker, should be a goal, right? Should be a goal.
Loads
and I think that's the nice thing, that we didn't actually see Dalot in full flow. I don't think we saw him. I think the relationship with Rashford's going to be growing. Like I mentioned, the Chong thing, that's going to grow and that's going to evolve. But we didn't see the best Dalot. At the end of the day, we saw a Dalot that was like, this is the thing, because I've seen him and I've got expectations.
We've been starved of a right back.
This is what I mean, but then, like, obviously, he's a very, 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 very good player, or will be an exceptional fullback. But it is interesting to think that because our fullback hasn't taken anyone on in like the last 10 years, bar those bangers that Valencia scored last year, like with someone like Dalot that is confident on the ball, that plays almost like a winger when he's out there, does take you on, does dribble you inside, outside, it's exciting. It's definitely exciting. But I'm not surprised. Like, I would expect more. That's what I want. More. Always want more.
Liam says, opinions on Lindelof, still not convinced. Should Marshall start on Saturday? I think so. No.
Lindelof needs how to just play, like I was saying to you today, he needs to learn how to play safe. He just needs to learn how to just clear the ball, put it out of touch, get back into shape. He needs to, sometimes he thinks too much to try and play out. What we saw today with some really good moves, that interception and the ball to Martial's feet when he span, chance. That's classic Lindelof. But there are also opportunities where you're thinking, just clear it. just get rid of this situation. We don't need to play out. There's one where United were defending their own byline, who played it to Matic inside, or played it to Young, and then back to Young and Matic. And it's like, that situation, just get rid.
Gordon says, how likely do you think we'll see Pereira against Wolves? Would suit the game more, in my opinion, and look keen to make an impact. It's a good shout. I do think it'll probably end up being Fellaini offering the screen and a very similar midfield as we saw. It's not a game for Fellaini, but I think that's what we'll see.
It is a game for Pereira. I completely agree with that.
Yeah.
I think with Pereira, the big thing was Brighton not reacting to that near post. He's got to do that as a DM. You know, he'll learn, and that's the thing. I think he'll learn. Also, I'd like to see maybe Fred there. I'd like to see... This is, you know, again, we mentioned before, Fellaini does certain jobs at certain times. Great against Burnley, absolutely fantastic last weekend, but that was in a certain job. Again, you know, Wolves, whether they come on or not, Wolves don't have a direct target threat. They don't play long to Raul Jimenez. They don't play long to their strikers. They play it around. You've got players like Ruben Neves, you've got Gian Moutinho who are going to switch the play and stuff. You need more mobile, agile players. So midfield of Pereira, Fred, Pogba is going to be better for this game. And on the other point about Martial, Sanchez starts for me.
Johnny says, not a great performance, but a great result. I would disagree. I thought it was a great performance.
Yeah, Johnny, critical. Fair, nice. I like that. Critical. Be very critical in life.
Is this the best version of Smalling? Is the best version of Smalling? But it's from Brian. And at some point, I'd like to discuss if a six is needed in a midfield three. Can 3-8s work? Well, no. Someone has to always sit deeper, I think. And it can be a conductor. It can be a Pirlo. It can be someone that's Carrick and Pirlo sort of inspired. It can be a destroyer. It can be a Kante Rata sort of style. But I think you always have to have a focal point of a triangle. That can be inverted where it's two of them. But I think you need at least one. I don't know how 3-8s would work together with, unless one of them was sat off a little bit. William says, has Mourinho and some members of the squad made up, or are they just being professional, seem to be playing well in the last few games? I hope it's an attitude change from Mourinho and from some of the more miserable players in the squad, where they've gone, well, I'm here till Christmas at least, so might as well get on with it, eh? Ashley says, is Rashford good enough to warrant a presser Jose gets to play him? I'd go further and say, is he good enough full stop? But he's read through and through, that counts for something to me. I think he absolutely is. Now, I think Lingard starts ahead of him most weeks for the movement that he offers and his link-up play, and there's probably some other stuff as well. But you've got to remember the age of Marcus Rashford, the everything else that's going on with him. He's played 127 games for Manchester United now at 20 years of age. That's a crazy amount of games. And he's also learning another position. We said before, didn't we? In reality, he was a guy that probably got his opportunity when he wasn't knocking on the door for it. We definitely got the opportunity when he wasn't knocking on the door for it.
He's definitely the best of that under-18s group, though. Because that under-18s group didn't excel. They got knocked out the Youth League at the group
stage.
Yeah,
but do you know who was...
I watched one of the games, and it was against Wolfsburg, and Rashford was the best player by a mile. The rest of them were...
That 18s team that got kicked out of the Youth Cup that year to Chelsea, who got annihilated, it had Tuan Zabi, Fosu Mensah, Angel Gomez,
but at the same time, Hamilton. You're saying Chelsea are probably one of the best. Chelsea aren't.
But it wasn't a competition.
That season, Chelsea won the UEFA Youth League, so they were the best team in Europe. So it's not a big travesty getting beat by the best team.
I know, but it was an annihilation.
Yeah, but the same
Tammy Abraham was on another level.
Yeah, but that's
level.
What I mean. You've got Tammy Abraham, you've got Solanke, you've got all the guys.
Fred and Marshall and Lindelof ready. Is it a statement? Is it a question? Abdul's off his keen tits.
We're going to have to sack people tomorrow. We're going to have some conversations. Sorry, we're no longer needed.
What kind of hipster beer is Dave drinking?
It's just Moretti.
Drinking Moretti.
I went to Germany last week and the beer over there is incredible. So coming back over here.
I do like a good German beer in Germany as well. There's a freshness to it.
It's the purity. It doesn't give you hangovers.
It's not a myth.
5 nights in a row and I had
zero hangovers.
When
you wake up in England and you're like, ha.
Doesn't happen in Germany.
No, you're just kind of like, I'm a bit tired.
They have laws on the purity of it. But anyway, this is not about beer. This is about football.
We can make it about beer. Do you guys want to make it about beer? I'll make it about beer if you want. Right, I want to see Luke Shaw's passes, please. First and second half. Will on the comms there on the ones and twos. A lot of them coming backwards there, keeping it simple. Couple into the box, couple didn't come off there. Luke Shaw, busy B. A couple of clearances in the box. Second half, well more involved. Look at that. Way more involved in the build play. That could have been orders as well. And it was just, like you say, you thought that Delo went a bit more conservative. That could have been orders. All right, yeah. You chill. Luke, push on.
Could
have been offered, yeah. Who else do we want to see? Who else did we want to see? You guys let me know in the comments, who do you want to see? He's just he's holding up a whiteboard behind the TV, so I can't see it. Right? Just tell me then. There's only three ingredients in beer and no chemicals. Yeah, and I believe I was told that the likes of Carling and stuff over in the UK and probably other beers, they use stuff to brew it quicker. Mm-hmm. They use things to accelerate the brewing.
Taste it. Yeah, all the beers that are brewed in Manchester, they taste the same.
They're probably just like going
from
one
from Foster's to whatever. That's the problem. They don't
McEwen's
clean,
Lager.
Right, they don't clean out their whatever the big tub thing that they brew the beer in is called. They don't clean it out properly. But anyway.
Who do you think the best midfield three? Not convinced by Fred Matic isn't playing too well either. I disagree, Ben.
Paul Matic has been very good last two games.
Slightly higher role.
Ultimately, I want to see a 4-2-3-1 shape. Pogba as a 10, Fred and Matic at DM.
Got no arguments with that.
That's what I want to see. I like Fellaini, Matic, and that's real physicality in there. I think that would work against the bigger sides, but I want to see Fred deeper. That's where he was really good at Shakhtar last season, is when he's controlling the play when he needs to control the play. The City game was a great example of that, the Shakhtar win.
Rashford needs to stop trying so hard. His mind looks frustrated. He's just an intense dude, man. You've seen this all the way from him being 16 years of age. He is just super, super intense. I don't think he's ever going to take that out of his game whatsoever. I think Fellaini has improved greatly defensively this season than last. That's three defensively solid performances. He's taken out the mistakes, isn't he? I think, because it was his mistakes that there was a lot against Watford.
I said I'd show you, but you were like, nah, I don't want to see that. It's a weird side of Fellaini. Like, when Fellaini plays well, and I'm like, Fellaini's played well today, and you see on the Daily Mail, Fellaini out, sell him right now. Then when Fellaini gets man of the match by these pundits on BT, who some respect have good opinions, other things they don't. Unbelievable. James Milner for life, apparently, Spoffer saying.
Spoffer in the comments. Come on, son. Isn't it past your bedtime by now?
But yeah, in terms of what Fellaini did, good aerially, very good aerially. But there were moments where you're like, you've just lost the ball in a really key area. Their break, Wolves, Watford are breaking on.
All right, should we say he's making fewer mistakes?
No. This is the weird thing with Fellaini, man. People hate him when he's playing well and people applaud him when he's playing okay.
Dalot was like a cross between Gary Neville and Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, it's a fair comparison. Likes to cut in, likes to go outside.
Loves a lollipop.
Yeah, Christopher Raikin has nailed it.
Dalot and over Raphael, I don't think he's that crazy, to be honest. Seems pretty sensible.
Yeah, he's defensively quite sensible. The thing that I didn't want today was him to make a bit of a mistake, and he kind of, when he fell over, he did, but at the same time, he's usually very, very controlled.
When do you think Dalot will get his first league appearance? I think he's going to come. Soon I definitely was. Think it's going to come.
Next
I don't.
Week.
Do you think it'll be week. Against Wolves?
I would, but I'm not the manager.
It's been 5 years since we had a right back that could cross. I think it was 1994.
That's not 5 years ago.
Fred's passes, says Charkeep. Let's have a look at Fred. I don't know who he was trying to pull up on the screen there. Who was it? It's Fellaini. All right, here we go. Are you sure that's Fred?
Yeah, because he cornered. She couldn't take a corner today. That was frustrating, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's majorly in their third. Let's talk about young boys a little bit then. Get rid of that if you want. People saying, Johnny saying not a great performance. I've talked to a couple of other people in the full-time Devil stream saying not a great performance. I thought they looked at it and went, instead of going for 0-0, let's push. Let's try and hit them. That's why they played two strikers. That's why they kept trying to hit us on the counter. They knew the counter was always going to be there. They knew it was going to play a high line. And I thought their game plan, as unsuccessful as it was,
cross.
Was sound in logic, shoot. At least.
It was like on Foot Manager, where you're like, whip. It was like, what's the whip? It's the cross the ball or whip the ball in or something like that?
Direct or...
It was like basically cross the ball a lot and then shoot whenever you got the opportunity. There's a number of chances where United... Not the number of chances when young boys were United's box and they'd shoot with United's block in play. So that's fine to give away. The crossing, there was one chance where Uar got a head of Lindelof, I think it was in the first 10, and then that didn't happen again. It's one of those things where, yeah, I think United defended quite well. I thought it was a very good win, very good performance. Can't complain, really. De Gea made a number of TV saves. tipping over the bar. Oh, big save. And it's like straight at him. Like, oh, David, catch it.
Hanky says, this is why you drink Peroni. I'm not a fan of Peroni.
Peroni's nice. Peroni's my favourite beer. Moretti, similar lager.
I don't like it. I don't like Peroni.
It's just too strong for you, Stephen. It's a premium lager, Peroni.
It's not nice.
It is nice.
Liverpool is still better than United.
Excellent. Delo looks like a young John Travolta. Interesting from Andy Jack.
Definitely looks a bit jacked, doesn't it? Some people just like to complain, win, lose or draw. There's always something that we'll complain about with the fucking Red Sox chat. Do you know what? That is the perfect thing, I think, to end it on. If you're interested, go and check out Dave's stream that we did throughout today's game. Skip through the highlights, especially when we found out that City was losing. That was probably
That was quite good. That was pretty fun.
We'll be back with... I think we've both got reviews coming out this week. I've got a Premier League review where you can win £10,000 for free. You don't even have to put a pound in to enter. And I did pretty poorly on it last week. So are we doing that, are we? So if you want to come and join on that, we've also got the preview for the Wolves game, so I'm going to watch loads of Wolves recent matches tomorrow. I reckon that's mostly what I'll be doing. And then we've got United versus Wolves this weekend, so loads and loads of football coming out for the rest of this month. It's going to be an absolute banger. Make sure to keep it locked. Subscribe if you're new around here. Go give Dave a subscribble as well, and we will see you in the next one. Cheers for joining us.
Welcome to the Stephen Howson Football Channel. This is where I will take you through everything that I do revolving around football, be that at Old Trafford or elsewhere. This is where you will get your match previews, your reviews, your football vlogs, your scout reports, your transfer talk, your youth reviews, your documentaries and anything and everything revolving around football. I absolutely love this game. Do me a favour and subscribe. Thank you for watching.